Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to excel in IELTS speaking, describing a supportive person in your life. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and wondering how to tackle questions about influential people in your life? This article will guide you through answering the topic, describe a person who has been a great support in your life, providing sample answers, vocabulary, and tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic of describing a supportive person is a common one in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to talk about personal experiences, express gratitude, and describe relationships. This theme has appeared frequently in past exams and is likely to continue being relevant in future tests. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about support and relationships. Here are some possible questions. Do you often ask for help from others? Who do you usually turn to when you need support? How important is family support in your culture? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Sample answer, band 7. Well, I'd say I'm fairly independent, but I'm not afraid to seek assistance when necessary. I believe that asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. When I encounter challenges that are beyond my expertise or experience, I don't hesitate to reach out to friends, family, or colleagues who might have valuable insights or skills to offer. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a person who has been a great support in your life. You should say, who this person is, how you know this person, what kind of support they have given you, and explain why this support was important to you. Sample answer, 6-7. I'd like to talk about my high school English teacher, Mrs. Thompson. I met her when I was 15 years old, and she quickly became a significant influence in my life. Mrs. Thompson was more than just a teacher. She was a mentor who believed in my potential even when I doubted myself. Her support came in various forms. Academically, she challenged me to improve my writing skills and introduced me to classic literature that broadened my horizons. But more importantly, she provided emotional support during a difficult time in my teenage years when I was struggling with self-confidence. Mrs. Thompson always made time to listen to my concerns and offered words of encouragement. She helped me recognize my strengths and taught me how to overcome my weaknesses. Her support was crucial because it came at a time when I was feeling lost and unsure about my future. Her guidance gave me direction and helped me develop a passion for learning that has stayed with me throughout my life. Looking back, I realize that her support was instrumental in shaping who I am today. She instilled in me a love for the English language, which eventually led to my decision to pursue a career in writing. More than that, she taught me the value of perseverance and self-belief, lessons that have helped me face numerous challenges in my personal and professional life. Sample answer, band 9. I'd like to share with you about my grandfather, a pillar of strength in my life. Our relationship goes beyond the typical grandparent-grandchild bond. He's been my mentor, confidant, and biggest cheerleader since I was a child. My grandfather's support has been multifaceted and unwavering. Professionally, he's been an invaluable source of wisdom, guiding me through career decisions with his years of experience in business. He's always encouraged me to push my boundaries and pursue opportunities that seemed daunting at first. His mantra, "Growth happens outside your comfort zone," has become a guiding principle in my life. On a personal level, his emotional support has been immeasurable. During my parents' divorce, a particularly tumultuous time in my life, he provided a safe haven where I could express my feelings without judgment. His ability to listen attentively and offer sage advice helped me navigate that difficult period with resilience. Moreover, my grandfather has been instrumental in fostering my passion for environmental conservation. He introduced me to nature walks and birdwatching, instilling in me a deep appreciation for our planet. This shared interest has not only strengthened our bond, but also shaped my worldview and future aspirations in environmental science. The importance of his support cannot be overstated. It has been a cornerstone of my personal growth and self-confidence. Knowing that I have someone who believes in me unconditionally has given me the courage to take risks and pursue my dreams. His wisdom has helped me develop critical thinking skills and a nuanced perspective on life's challenges. In essence, my grandfather's support has been transformative. It has empowered me to become the person I am today, someone who values continuous learning, embraces challenges, and strives to make a positive impact on the world. His influence serves as a constant reminder of the profound effect one person can have on another's life through genuine care and support. Possible follow-up questions. How has this person's support changed over time? Do you think you could provide similar support to someone else? What are the challenges of being a supportive person? Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. The evolution of my grandfather's support has been fascinating to observe. In my childhood, his support was more hands-on and directive, focusing on teaching me basic life skills and values. As I entered adolescence, he adeptly shifted to a more advisory role, allowing me to make my own decisions while offering guidance when sought. Now, in my adulthood, our relationship has matured into a partnership of sorts. We engage in intellectual discourse on various topics, from current affairs to philosophy. His support has become more about challenging my perspectives and encouraging me to think critically about complex issues. What's remarkable is how he's adapted his support to my changing needs without ever diminishing its intensity. This dynamic nature of his support has been crucial in helping me navigate different life stages effectively. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Examiner, how has the concept of support changed in modern society? Sample answer, band 7-8. The concept of support has undergone significant changes in modern society, largely due to technological advancements and shifting social dynamics. In the past, support was primarily face-to-face and limited to one's immediate community. Now, with the advent of social media and online platforms, support networks have expanded exponentially. People can now seek and offer support globally, connecting with individuals who share similar experiences or challenges. This has led to the rise of online support groups and virtual communities, providing a sense of belonging to those who might feel isolated in their immediate surroundings. However, this shift has also brought about new challenges. The quality and authenticity of support in these virtual spaces can sometimes be questionable. There's also a risk of becoming overly reliant on digital support at the expense of building meaningful in-person relationships. On the flip side, modern society has also seen an increased awareness of mental health issues, leading to more professional support services being available and a reduction in the stigma associated with seeking help. This represents a positive change in how we view and provide support in today's world. Do you think there's a difference in how different generations give and receive support? Sample answer. Absolutely. I believe there are notable distinctions in how different generations approach the concept of giving and receiving support, which can be attributed to various factors, including technological advancements, cultural shifts, and changing life experiences. The older generation, for instance, tends to place a high value on face-to-face interactions and physical presence when it comes to providing support. They often equate support with tangible actions, such as helping with household chores or providing financial assistance. Their approach to receiving support might be more reserved, as many were raised in a culture that emphasized self-reliance and might view asking for help as a sign of weakness. In contrast, younger generations, particularly millennials and Gen Z, have grown up in a digital age where support can be instantaneous and far-reaching. They're more likely to seek and offer support through online platforms, whether it's crowdfunding for a cause or seeking advice on social media. This generation tends to be more open about their struggles, particularly regarding mental health, and views asking for help as a sign of self-awareness rather than weakness. Moreover, younger generations often prioritize emotional and psychological support over practical help. They value having someone to listen to their concerns and validate their feelings. This shift reflects a broader societal move towards recognizing the importance of mental well-being. However, it's crucial to note that these are generalizations, and individual experiences may vary significantly. The intergenerational exchange of support can be incredibly enriching, with older generations offering wisdom and life experience, while younger generations can provide fresh perspectives and technological know-how. In essence, while the core concept of support remains the same across generations, the desire to help and be helped, the methods and expectations surrounding it have evolved. Understanding these differences can foster better intergenerational relationships and more effective support systems in our increasingly diverse society. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Pillar of strength, noun phrase. Pillar of strength, a person who can be relied on to give a lot of support and comfort to others. Example, during difficult times, my mother has always been a pillar of strength for our family. Unwavering, adjective. Unwavering, not changing or becoming weaker. Example, his unwavering support helped me persevere through challenging times. Multifaceted, adjective. Having many different aspects or features. Example, her support was multifaceted, encompassing emotional, practical, and professional guidance. To instill, verb, instill, to gradually but firmly establish an idea or attitude in a person's mind. Example, my mentor instilled in me a strong work ethic that has served me well throughout my career. Cornerstone, cornstone, a fundamental part on which something is based. Example, trust is the cornerstone of any supportive relationship. To empower, verb, vor, to give someone the authority or power to do something. Example, good leaders empower their team members to make decisions and take initiative. Nuanced, adjective, juanced, characterized by subtle shades of meaning or expression. Example, he provided a nuanced perspective on the complex issue, considering various viewpoints. To adapt, verb, dept, to change or adjust to new conditions. Example, she quickly adapted her support style to meet the changing needs of her mentee. Dynamic, adjective, characterized by constant change, activity, or progress. Example, their dynamic relationship evolved as they faced new challenges together. To foster, to encourage the development of something. Example, the supportive environment fostered creativity and innovation among team members. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. Practice regularly. Consistent practice is key to improving your speaking skills. Try to speak English daily, even if it's just for a few minutes. Expand your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases related to support, relationships, and personal experiences. Use them naturally in your responses. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Expand on your points with examples and explanations to demonstrate your English proficiency. Use a variety of structures. Incorporate different grammatical structures and tenses in your responses to showcase your language skills. Work on your pronunciation. Clear pronunciation is crucial for a high score. Pay attention to word stress and intonation. Stay calm and confident. Remember, the examiner is there to assess your English, not to trick you. Stay relaxed and speak naturally. By following these tips and using the sample answers as inspiration, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about supportive people in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, practice makes perfect, so keep working on your skills and you'll see improvement in no time. For more guidance on IELTS speaking topics, check out our articles on describing a person who has helped you achieve a goal and describing a person who has a special talent or ability.